He heard prayers before they were spoken and revealed sins before they were confessed. In today's stories, we'll explore the astonishing gift God gave Padre Pio and what it means for us. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Something special is happening on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. Your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can take part after our story. Now let's dive into today's story. Today I have prepared for you two powerful stories that reveal Padre Pio's extraordinary gift of knowing hearts and minds, even before a single word was spoken. Our first story comes from the book Padre Pio, Extraordinary Facts of the Saint of the Stigmata by the Benitez Brothers. Listen to this. A woman from San Giovanni Rotondo watched helplessly as her husband grew weaker by the day. His health was going from bad to worse, and it seemed only a matter of time before death would separate them. In anguish, she ran to the convent, hoping to ask Padre Pio for a prayer to save him. However, there were so many people waiting to see him that she simply couldn't get close. She thought about going to confession just to speak with him, but again, the line was impossibly long. So she gave up the idea. Still, in her heart, she kept praying, "Padre Pio, help my husband. He's dying, and I'll be left alone with the children." When she saw Padre Pio on his way to celebrate Mass, she ran towards him, but the crowd was so large that he couldn't see her. She tried to go around, but the crowd blocked her every move. All she could do was continue praying, knowing her husband could die at any moment. When the Mass ended, the poor woman quickly positioned herself in the corridor where Padre Pio would pass on his way back to the convent. There she stood, still praying silently. Then the holy Capuchin walked by, stopped beside her, and said, "Woman of little faith, why do you keep bombarding me with your prayer? Do you think I'm deaf? You've told me what you want 5 times, from the right, the left, in front, the behind. I understand. Now go home, all is well." Filled with joy, the woman thanked him and ran home as though she had wings on her feet. And when she arrived, she found her husband in perfect health. End of our first story. Isn't that incredible? She never managed to speak a word to him, and yet he heard everything. How often do we think our prayers are lost in the crowd or ignored because we can't express them perfectly? Padre Pio reminds us, no prayer escapes the ears of heaven or the saints who intercede for us. Now, our second story comes from the book Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, The Greatest Wonder Worker of the 20th Century by Father Karl Wagner, and it reveals how Padre Pio could bring even the darkest sins into the light. Listen to this. A man once came to Padre Pio's confessional, burdened with guilt and searching for peace. He confessed many sins from the past, but despite his best intentions, he lacked the courage to admit the most terrible one, the murder he had committed. He fell silent, and Padre Pio did too. But both knew what had been left unspoken. After a few moments of silence, the holy Capuchin stepped out of the confessional, took the penitent by the arm, and led him toward the rows of men seated nearby. Suddenly, the man let out a piercing scream and fainted. When he regained consciousness, Padre Pio brought him back into the confessional. After receiving absolution, the man emerged with a radiant face. he told those nearby that Padre Pio had obtained for him the grace to see the very person he had murdered, sitting on one of the benches. That vision struck him to the core, awakening the full horror of his crime and giving him the courage to finally repent and confess his sin. End of our second story. These accounts exemplify a key truth of our Catholic faith. God is omniscient. He knows everything. Again and again, we see this divine knowledge reflected in Padre Pio. His insights into people's hearts weren't lucky guesses or psychological tricks. They were revelations from God. The accuracy, the timing, the depth, none of it can be explained by chance. Padre Pio wasn't just perceptive. He saw what only God could show him. And here's the beautiful part. That same all-knowing God sees you too. He knows your wounds, your struggles, your fears. So don't be afraid to open your heart to God in prayer or confession. He already knows what's there. He's just waiting for you to surrender. Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.